check me, boo. Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are. We are on Facebook Live. Hey, yes, Facebook Live. Hey. How you doing?
Okay.
It is true. We are back with the reality loveliness of these fabulous women when it comes to the Orange County girls.
Yes.
Let's just get this kicking in, girlfriend. Okay. Here we go.
Janet's at the freaking urgent care.
She's upset that I hit her over the head?
She's upset that you hit her on the head.
It's okay. Did I not call it?
Yeah, you called it.
Because,
yes.
You cannot write this shit.
Do I think she's being over dramatic for the situation? Yes. Do I think you shouldn't have hit her in the head? Yes.
It was a little light tap. It was a love tap. Actually, I knocked some sense into that bitch.
Woo!
I barely hit her on the head.
The only thing I can go off of, Kelly, is she's here saying she's crying.
Do I hit you on the head? I'll hit you on the head.
And it happens again, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the craziness of Miss Kelly Dodd lately.
Yes.
Girl.
Something's wrong with her moods. Like something, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, if it's chemical or if it's like drug use.
It is crazy. So listen, of course, they're on this Zen trip in Arizona. Mm-hmm. By the way, I did some investigation on this fabulous resort.
Uh-huh.
They do have a housewives resort there.
Oh my gosh.
They have a housewives package.
I wish we could get that package.
So it's about $3,400 a night.
Of course. So
we're going to make that happen.
That's right.
So, of course, this whole fight between these two ladies continue with Shannon and Kelly hitting her on the head.
Yeah.
So Kelly, of course, calls it out. Shannon does go to the ER.
Yes.
She gets herself a CAT scan.
She does.
And what does the doctor say?
The doctor says she had a small concussion.
A small concussion.
But we didn't hear the doctor say that. I mean, that's something that her and Tamara said.
Yeah.
When she got back, I guess, I guess she started drinking, and she said the doctor said it was okay that she could drink, too, with a small concussion.
Oh, he did? Oh, I didn't hear that part. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, I heard her say that.
So, and we know this about Shannon Bedore.
Yeah.
She does, and I think Kelly's right. She's like, you self-loathe.
I do, too.
Like, once something bad happens to you, you just tell the whole world, and you keep it on. Like,
she does. She likes to play the victim a lot.
The victim, yeah.
And she... I think she does. Unfortunately, she is very dramatic. She blows things up. But if she really hit her hard on the head, you do have to get that checked out. Anytime you're hitting the head,
for sure,
you've got to get it checked out.
I was telling Tracy the other day, I was walking outside of Target and someone drove by me in his car and threw something at me.
That's so crazy.
That's assault.
That is. Anytime you hit somebody.
Yeah, you know what it was? It was like a super large dot. You know that candy that you eat? I'm like, why'd you hit me with that?
Huh.
That's not nice.
Maybe he wasn't hitting at you like he was throwing something out the window.
Oh, no. He was like, this is target practice time.
Oh, okay.
There's a ginger. I'm taking her out.
Boom.
Boom. Done. So Kelly hits Shannon. Shannon goes... And then she does it again. Kelly hits another.
She was on 10.
Housewife.
She's been on 10 since they got to this.
Wow.
The Zen place.
The Zen place.
And, which is like
working.
Gave me anxiety watching the whole show.
Yeah.
And I really believe that Kelly is upset because Shannon invited Vicky. This is where all stems from.
Yeah.
She feels like, hey, she's not a good friend because she's trying to ruin my life and you invited her on this trip.
It is weird. And Shannon's like, no, I want everybody to come together and forgive each other.
Yeah.
I told you, I said, I would never have gone on this
trip. Oh, no. And you were right. You called it away.
There's nothing zen about that.
Well, and Kelly just came with a mission to fight as soon as she got there.
Yeah, so she ends up hitting, is it Gina in the head?
Gina.
She slaps her in the head.
I mean, you heard the slap.
Yeah.
It was like, bam.
Yeah.
Like, you heard it.
And then Gina wasn't having this. Poor girl's having a nervous breakdown because, again, she's finally letting it out, which is good, but it's bad, too. When you let something out, you got to feel that pain about her husband, ex-husband, cheating on her, and now he's back with the woman that he cheated on her with.
Yeah.
So she's just having a hard time. The DUI, and she's going to go to court.
Well, and that's
all
another thing I didn't like. Kelly, why do you keep... She called her unaccomplished. Like, she's not accomplished.
That was so mean.
She kept throwing up the DUIs. It's like, why are you keep... She's a person just like anybody else who's made mistakes. It's why keep that was just low blows.
And this was funny to me. She goes, you're not accomplished. She goes, well, how are you accomplished?
Right.
Because I've had 10 homes.
Yeah.
I've got millions of dollars in the bank. You know why? Because
crazy.
Of your husband. You did not work, girlfriend. So let's not forget where we came from.
Exactly.
And now you have $250,000 because your ex-husband ended up giving that to
you. How are you accomplished? You're accomplished marrying men with money? That's how you're accomplished.
That hit
She just Yeah. She's, something was wrong with her. Like,
well, even her doctor boyfriend now, that, thank goodness, because he was not cute.
No.
I bet he watched this show afterwards, yeah, and that's why he broke up with her.
Well, I wonder
she was so ridiculous.
I wonder if we see their breakup during the season.
Oh, I hope so.
Like, maybe he doesn't agree with something that she did.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the sadness between Gina and Emily. These girls are best friends.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they end up having their very first blowout fight.
I did agree with Gina on this one. I feel like Emily hasn't been a very good friend, probably because she's just so consumed with like
with her own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did agree with her on that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, of course, what we were all waiting for was the interaction between Kelly and Vicky.
Yeah. That was weird. Okay, so Kelly comes over to talk to Shannon and Tamara about what happened, but Vicky can't come out of the bedroom.
No, she's in her underpants.
Right. And then they kept doing those weird shots of her. It was just not flattering at all.
They partied until 4 a.m. when Vicky arrived.
That's right.
She has arrived.
Vicky, she can party.
Honey, I would party with her too.
I would too.
It'd
be
awesome.
If we got the opportunity, I definitely would make myself stay up.
Mm-hmm. By the way, my cousin who I was just telling you about that lives in Scottsdale, she was on a flight with Vicky.
Really?
Yeah, she said she was sitting two rows behind Vicky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was there for some convention in Scottsdale.
Cool.
Vicky was. Anyway, Tracy now has a hots for my cousin.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my girl. My
Right. Let's clarify. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the other cousin at first.
Yes. Matt. Yes. We were talking about Matt.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess. So we really don't see a lot of interaction with these two girls. They go at it, but not hardcore.
Yeah.
We're going to see it next week.
Right. Because they waited till the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah. To show it. So, yeah.
What did you think about them swinging in their swings? I'm not sure what you call those swings.
Yeah, I've seen that. Is it aerial yoga? Like, I've seen it done before, and I would love to try, but I felt really bad for Emily because she just could not get into position. She was looking kind of, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's a lot of strength.
I think it's really hard, yeah.
But it brought me back to the movie Cocoon.
Yeah.
They look like they're in like their little cocoon.
Right.
And they're all passed out because they drink so much.
And I'm just worried that it would drop like, like it would make me fall. It would like
drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. So there you have it. That, of course, is Reality Check.
Yes.
I just want to let you know on a side note, I did find out a little tea about Tamara Judge.
Oh, tell me.
You want to know why this girlfriend likes to run around without a bra?
Oh.
She
so
got. She shows up for time. She got her boobies done, so she likes to
every
show.
Season.
They're always perky. Nipple covers. She goes. That's it. That is the dream of all. That's what she does. So she'll run around with her boobs everywhere. But that's what she wears all the time. She said.
Oh,
all the time.
Okay.
So there you go.
Oh yeah, she doesn't need a bra, right?
No.
Oh,
so
well, lucky
they're
her.
Like sport.
Yeah, and lucky you. Yes, lucky you too, Chris. She's like, did I not train you,
excuse
girl?
Me.
Excuse me. Yes.
Thank you,
lucky you too. Thank you, Dr. Bartel.
Thank you, Dr. Bartel.
Yes.
So nasty and so rude.